With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The House has passed the National Defense Authorization Act and sent it to President Biden. Bob Agnew reports.
The House made quick work of passing the bill after it got through the Senate late Wednesday following rigorous debate over a number of amendments. The 310 to 118 vote came over the objections of some conservative House members. They opposed the extension of the government's FISA surveillance powers, as well as abortion and some woke gender policies in the military. The $866 billion bill includes a pay hike for the troops and money to deter China and help Ukraine in its war against Russia. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, a court hearing in a lawsuit challenging Wyoming's abortion bans, scheduled to begin today. Donna Warder has more.
Teton County District Judge Melissa Owens could decide as soon as today whether to strike down, affirm, or hold a trial over Wyoming's abortion bans. One of the laws bans abortion except to protect a pregnant woman's life or in cases of rape and incest. Another is the first in the nation explicit ban on the use of medication to end pregnancy. The laws were challenged by two obstetricians and two nonprofit groups. Any decision on the bans would likely be appealed to the Wyoming Supreme Court. Three times over the past year and a half, Owens has blocked the laws from taking effect while they're disputed in court. I'm Donna Warder.
On the battlefront, Israel vowing to keep fighting in Gaza until it crushes Hamas after one of the deadliest single battles of the war for its soldiers. The ambush was in Gaza City, one of the hardest hit areas of the war. Meanwhile, U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is visiting Israel. The Dow had 169 points now, and the NASDAQ is up 67. This is SRN News. Dr. Albert Mohler of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary says the recent congressional testimony by the presidents of Harvard, Penn, and MIT should send a message to all Americans.
The moral confusion, secularization, radicalization, the ideological corruption of American higher education has never been more evident. Those three women failed a basic moral test. And let's face it, they failed it publicly and catastrophically. Indeed, they steadfastly resisted making any categorical statement against calls for the mass murder of the Jewish people.
And Christians should be paying special attention.
This tells us a great deal about the rot of America's higher education. It also underlines the incongruity of how so many Christian parents and students think it would be a great achievement to get into those universities.
Several studies indicate that Christian kids who go off to secular colleges are likely to fall away from their faith. Dr. Mohler made his comments to townhall.com. This is SRN News. Former President Obama's senior advisor David Axelrod calls a recent poll very, very dark news for the Biden campaign.
On the Hacks on Tap podcast he co-hosts, Axelrod says of a weekend Wall Street Journal poll, job approval down, ratings generally down, most of the comparatives with former President Trump, not good. Only 37% of respondents say they approve of Biden's performance, and by a 4% margin, 47 to 43% said they would vote for Trump over Biden. 53% say President Biden's policies have caused them harm, something only 37% said of former President Trump. Bob Agnew reported.
The Bank of England has kept borrowing rates unchanged despite mounting worries over the state of the British economy. The central bank has left its main interest rate at a 15-year high of 5.25%. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.